Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk to God, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
As the world.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you can get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke. Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try. Do it for your country, do it for your name. But there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
About her show and how it got started. The biggest celebrity she's had the opportunity to chat with, and we'll just generally have a good time. You probably don't want to miss this one. And we have a Deb on the line with us, so let's bring her on. Hey, Deb. Deb. Hello? Hello? And I think we've lost Deb. Deb? And the call just dropped. So we'll wait till she calls back in. And I believe this is her. Hey,
Deb. Hi, Cody. Sorry about that.
That's perfectly fine. It happens, you know.
good cell phone reception in Southern California is just wonderful. AT&T, big shout out to them, because every drop call we just want to dedicate to them.
I understand that completely. I was actually out in Southern California this past September, actually. So I understand that completely.
Ah, okay. So you understand.
Uh-huh. Absolutely understand. How have you been?
I have been okay. As everyone knows, I had Ryan Pavey on the show last night, who's Detective mm-hmm. West on General Hospital. That was a very insightful interview.
I happened to catch that one.
You what?
I happened to catch that interview, and that was pretty good, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. With you being a fellow host, you want to give your audience an insight into, or at least I do, into who the person is as opposed to what they do for a living, the roles that they play. Because, honestly, you can go online and learn all about somebody's role, but you really can't go online and learn a whole bunch about the person unless they're sitting there in front of you.
Absolutely, I agree. And that's one of the main reasons why I started this show, is because I wanted to give the listeners more of an in-depth personal look at the actors, as opposed to just seeing them on your screen every day. I wanted to give them like a in-depth personal look at them, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about for hosts like us and reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Like us, because it isn't really about the story. It's about who the person is and who they are on the inside, as opposed to who they are when they're being portrayed by, you know, they're portraying someone.
I agree 100%. And that brings up my first question. How did you get started in this whole crazy world of radio?
Interesting. Well, I started the radio show after I had a personal situation. I was taking care of my mother, who was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in 2007, and I took on her care 24/7 and was with her constantly. And anyone who's been through anything like that, or you know, personal situations where you have a loved one that is going through something and they're struggling, it becomes an emotional problem for you, and you start having trouble emotionally dealing with just everyday things. And so you need to find an outlet in order to let out all of that frustration, stress, worry, every emotion that you can think of. And so I started my own radio show. It happened to start with General Hospital. But then I actually started interviewing people from daytime and prime time and music stars and things like that. And it eventually evolved into Media Night Radio. And I have had an amazing journey with the Media Night. I've done many red carpets with Media Night Radio. I covered the Hollywood Christmas Parade for like 3 years. And as a host, and you get to interview different celebrities that are there in attendance, and they have a red carpet situation at most of these events. And that's a little different as far as what you have to come up with, because when you're on a red carpet, it isn't a matter of sitting down and being able to talk, for 20 minutes. Literally, you're grabbing them off the red carpet. You're asking them like one question or two questions. They're being pulled away from you. So you're trying to get as much as you can from them before they get pulled away to do their other stuff that they're there to do. So it's been an incredible journey. It was incredibly therapeutic for me. I actually did not lose my mind because of it. and because I can honestly say that you're close when you go through something like that. You're close to just losing it. And mm-hmm. so I was very lucky to find an outlet that I was able to use.
You know, and I agree with 100% with what you said, throwing your entire weight into something where you don't go totally insane. I understand that completely.
Right.
But for me, and this is sort of a funny story, my show started on sort of a whim. I had actually called into several shows to speak with several General Hospital stars. A friend of mine, several friends of mine, host their own show, and I said to myself, I said, you know, if they can do it, why can't I do it? So I thought it over for about 2 or 3 months. I started this show in August 2012, and I wouldn't trade a second of it for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely do.
You know. Oh, and that reminds me, Chrissy from Our Heart Radio told me to tell you hi.
Oh, hello, Chrissy.
Chrissy's amazing, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
I love her to death. And as I was listening to some of your past shows in preparation for this interview, like you said, you've had a pretty wide variety of stars in your show. Who has been the biggest oh my God moment for you as far as stars go?
You know, I really don't have like an oh my God, because what people don't know is that I used to work for Michael Damian, who was on Young and the Restless. Now he's a big time director and everything. And so I've been around these people for a long time now. And so they are all just really, you know, really awesome actors to me. And I like their work. And but as far as interviewing them, you know, I go about it a totally different way as far as, like, you know, when I interview someone, I am working and I'm trying to get information from them. So it's different. So it's never an oh my God moment, like, oh my God, I had him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a matter of, you know, this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to, you know, ask them questions in order to get to what the people want to know and things like mm-hmm. that. So I guess it's really different for me in that I have been in the industry long enough to mm-hmm. just appreciate what I do, you know.
Right.
In other words, the questions I can ask, the information I can find out for the, you know, the public and get to the inside of who the actor is.
You know, and when you said you've been in the industry for a while, what sparked your interest in the entertainment industry?
Well, I lived in Culver City all my life. And Sony Studios is a block from my house. Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? And so therefore, it was always a situation of how you say they were always around. And when you live in LA, you really see them a lot, and they're just, it's commonplace to see them. So it's not a situation of, oh my God, I saw this person, because they're always around. And, you just, you live with them. Oh, I should have dropped you off. So it makes it very different.
Okay. So
I mean, it's just different because you don't necessarily. It's not an unusual sighting to see them, and when that's the case, it's not as
as shocking.
Enthralling.
Yeah.
And I've always kind of, you know, I've never really been starstruck, but there are people that I admire. Okay, let's put it that way. And I would love to interview because I do admire them. But as far as an oh my God thing, no. I mean, I would love to eventually one day, you know, interview Jon Bon Jovi because I think he's great. I think he's great, but he's also great not just for his music, but because of the fact that he and Bon Jovi, the group, also adopted a school and paid for everything for them in New Jersey.
Wow.
And I think that's a wonderful philanthropic thing, and that's what I look for. I look for substance in the people.
You know, for me, I'm coming from a different perspective because, first and foremost, I'm a fan of these people. And so when I get, like, for instance, I've had the honor of speaking with several soap stars. And so for me, it's like, really? Are you actually taking 30 minutes of your day to speak with me? Seriously? You know?
Yeah.
So I guess I do go a quote-unquote fanboy, if that makes any sense to you. So,
That's okay. But, you know, as long as you always present yourself in a professional manner, it doesn't...
Oh, absolutely.
It doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to say I've never had
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm proud to say I've never had a fanboy moment on air. I always have my little fanboy freak out moments privately. But once I'm on air, I'm totally professional. I'm all business, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes you a good host.
Well, you
had asked who the biggest person is that I've interviewed. I'm trying to think. I've interviewed some giants. Let's see. I interviewed Jimmy Jameson from rock bands of the past. Kevin Chalfant from Journey. I've interviewed, and Aaron Benward and Brian McComas. They're big country stars. I've interviewed Rob Morrow from Numbers fame and Northern Exposure fame. And, you know, it goes the gamut. You know, there's Terry Ivins. I've been on her, you know, her
show.
Her actual, not TV show, nighttime show on UBN radio. And I've been an entertainment report, you know, correspondent for them.
Right.
And so that's been different. So that's, you know, it's nice. It's been an amazing journey. It's been amazing. I am going to have Tristan Rogers on in a couple weeks, which he's an icon as far as I'm concerned in the soap world.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in it for so long. And so he's one that I'm really interested in talking to about. Because the interesting thing about guests is you can interview them, but then there's some guests that you can actually get into issues about. Like I've had Dan Armanovich, who is a big producer, and we've talked about the politics and the, you know, how soaps are doing and why it's happening and what's the death of it and why and things like, and I love that stuff. I mean, I think it's interesting to talk about topics that are concerned about the entertainment industry.
Right. And going back to something I said earlier, another main reason I started the show is it's simply because it's a soap related show, you know. Oh, simply
yeah.
Because I have nothing but the utmost respect and love for everybody in the daytime community, you know.
Right.
That's another reason, and I wanted to just kind of promote these guys and say, hey, wait, the soaps are actually coming back, you know?
Yeah.
So. And
absolutely.
And to just expand on that a little bit, I have a ton of respect for everybody out there in Hollywood, you included. I have tons of respect for you and what you do.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I have respect for you as well. I mean, it's not easy what we do. And the thing is that I think that what people lose sight of sometimes when they think you're a host of your own show is how glamorous it is. Well, there's a portion of that, and there's pieces to that, but for the most part, there's a lot of work involved. You have to research your subject, or at least I do and you do. There's some people that don't. But you have to research your subject, which takes time. You've got to figure out what questions you want to ask, and you delve into what you want to ask. And it's not easy. You got to come up with a summary to put up on your wall. You know, it's all work.
Yeah.
And so
absolutely.
People that think that, you know, we just set up the interview and we start talking to them and we're talking to them, yeah.
And that's
but
not
we,
how it works at all.
We've done a lot of work. We've done a lot of work before you ever hear anything. Yeah.
You know, and for me, how I go about researching for the guests, how I researched for this one today, I will read, watch, or listen to anything the guest has ever done, you know.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
I've listened to your show.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I knew that you were listening. That's very honoring that you did that before my interview tonight. And I appreciate that. But you as you know, you're one of us. I mean, you're one of
yeah.
You know, you're a fellow host, and
yeah,
exactly. And so I know, I appreciate you taking all of that, you know, all of that time for me when I'm not a celebrity and I'm not really, I'm just a fellow host. I appreciate that. That's truly touching.
You know, and you know, I figured if I got into this crazy world of radio and made friends in the radio business, why not bring you guys on? Because I wanna promote you guys and your shows too. So.
Yeah. No. I get it. That's what's nice about the fellow host is that everybody's got something to contribute, you know. I don't just do soaps. I mean, I do soaps when I do. But
right.
For the most part, I do music people. I do primetime people. I do film people. And it keeps it interesting. It keeps the variety going, and it gives the audience a chance to listen to whatever they want to and
yeah.
Whoever they want to.
Oh, I agree. And again, going back to my research for this interview, I think, and we'll continue to think until the the day I die that Terry Ivins is the coolest chick out there.
Who is?
Terry Ivins.
Oh, Terry Ivins. She is one of the most wonderful people. She is truly a very warm, sweet, kind individual, and I'm not just saying that. She truly is that beautiful, inside and out.
I caught, I think it was both of your shows with her, and you have a way of bringing out the best in your guests. That's what I really,
thank you.
That's really what I love about your show.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, the thing is, what I try to do, and hopefully I'm being, you know, I am successful at it, and sounds like I am. But what I try to do is make the guest as comfortable as possible, because the more your guest is comfortable, the more they're going to talk to you and they're going to open up and they're going to feel safe about doing it. And once you realize that there are hosts out there that aren't interested in digging up dirt on you, that aren't interested in talking about stuff that they can't, that's when, you know, it is a situation of that you can get people to just kind of relax and just kind of go with the flow. And, you know, it was really interesting with the interview yesterday with Ryan. He was at Joshua Tree when he was speaking with me. And before I got started with the whole interview, we talked about his day at Joshua Tree and what that entailed. Yeah. And I love that, you know, because it's relevant. It's what he does. It's who he is. Not, you know, the pat answers that, you know, what,
yeah.
You know, I have the normal questions of, you know, what led you into acting? What led you, you know, you were in high school when you started modeling. How did that happen? I mean, because not everybody in high school is able to go start modeling.
Absolutely.
You know, so it just adds a human element to it because you're there with them at the moment. And it's nice. It brings the audience with them, you know.
Yeah. And there's a policy that I have on my show for a first time interview, a subject. I rarely will ever do a quote a work related interview for that first interview because I figured they're asked. Work-related questions a billion times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing, is that when you've been in the business and you understand, honestly, they can't talk about storyline, and everyone knows that.
Right.
And anybody who tries to get them to talk about storyline is just asking either for them to say, well, you'll just have to see what happens. Well, just stay tuned. Those kind of answers. What else are they going to say? They can't talk about future storylines.
Seriously.
It's not feasible. But people still try. I'm not sure why, but I'm not one of them.
You won't hear that out of me either. I don't try and dig up dirt on anybody, you know. I just invite them on a chat for a little bit, and that's that, you know.
Right.
Listen, we only got about a few seconds left, so I wanted to thank you again for coming on today, and you have a open invitation back to the show whenever you want to come back on. I'd love to have you on again.
I would love to. Thank you, Cody. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in to Cody. Always, and Media Night Radio, we have interviews that you want to hear and getting to the heart of things. And,
absolutely.
And take care, people.
And I'll be retweeting your shows or whatever, like I sometimes do. I'll retweet some of your shows, and I'll help promote your show for you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, Cody. I do the same.
All right, thanks, Deb.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our little interview with Deb from Media Night Radio. I'm being honest when I say this. Deb is one of the sweetest ladies, probably. I think I'll probably wrap this up right now, but not before I tell you this. Next week, and this has been in the works for a while, we have singer and actress Anna Roberts on with us. As always, I'll be tweeting out the link or whatever several days prior to the show. So I think with that, I'm going to end the show right now. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.